Sam Hunter, what will a estate agency look like in 2030? Talk to me.
This is my favourite question. I have this written on a post-it note in front of my computer that I look at every single day so that it's forever in my mind. Simple answer, half the estate agents that there are today.
Okay, so at the moment there's around 20,000.
Branches.
Branches.
Yeah, about 12,000, 12,500 companies.
Okay.
I believe, and again, this is one man's opinion, so focus group of one, lick your finger, figure out which way the wind's blowing. There is a point at which you cannot go any lower in terms of service offering and fee or expectation from the market. And I think we are coming towards that point. It's like an inflection point. It's what they sort of call it in something smarter than I would know anything about. I think that we're getting close to that now. And the reason why I think we're getting close to that now is I see more and more good agents winning business from cheaper agents. Not worse, but just cheaper. And that to me suggests that we're on the upward curve. And those agents, because they're only competing on fee, won't be able to afford to for very much longer. So they will just go out of business, or, as we're starting to see now, they'll be absorbed into bigger companies that can afford it, that do have the processes in place, that do understand training, that do have strong leadership, that will turn the ship around, to coin that phrase.
So you reckon, what, 6,000 companies with 12,000 offices?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, that's a really nice round number, but I would say, and I'm happy to have this conversation just after Christmas in 2030, just to see where this ended up. Thankfully, it's on camera now. But I would think that what that allows everyone to do is have a really profitable, sustainable business that is built around communication, service, results. And they're not buzzwords. That is the reality of what you need to be doing.
And do you think that will be driven by the self-employed model, that will be driven by firms trying consolidating because they want to save money, that will be driven by just simple factors that people want to earn more money, or all the above?
All of the above. Self-employed model, I just call it real estate. You know, we talked in a previous video about responsibility. So I don't necessarily agree with some of the approaches in which those bigger self-employed models go about recruiting people. There's a lot of talking about wealth creation and stuff like that, and not enough talk about hard work and how shit it is for a couple of years while you build up a reputation and experience and expertise and just market knowledge, you know, it's like psychological knowledge of how to handle people when they're stressed. Particularly if you've not done it before, there's this obsession with anyone can be a real estate agent. You just come in and whack a sign out the front, powered by somebody, and away you go. You're not doing yourself, your family, your clients a service just doing that. It takes a long time to become skilled. However, there are really good companies out there that are absorbing smaller companies and building them into the really good companies that they are. There are really good people working in those self-employed models that are genuinely shining lights for how a state agency should be done. And they're earning the money to make the other people who are good and perhaps in other models that aren't earning the money go, oh, maybe I should do something like that. So there'll be mergers, there'll be closures, there'll be more people going at themselves, whether it's their name on the door or whether they're under an umbrella. But I think that there'll be a lot less what we would know as estate agents.
And what about the portals?
They'll all still be there. Yeah, I think particularly the big three, they're ingrained into the psyche of this country. You know, it's a rite of passage to look at something on Rightmove. So I don't think they're going to be going anywhere. I think that they will need to adapt not only what they offer an agent, but what they offer a consumer as well. You know, people are far more savvy than they were 20 years ago. The reason why Rightmove did so well over a newspaper was because they disintermediated newspapers. You didn't have to go and get the paper to look at property. You could look at it, you know, ding, 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 and suddenly the picture would load. There you go, click another one. 30 seconds later, another picture would load. That next wave of expectation, you know, it's driven by the consumer. is coming. I don't think it's solved by having IKEA online, but I've been wrong about plenty of stuff in the past. I could be wrong again there as well.
Well, I look forward to interviewing you at Christmas 2030 to find out if your predictions have come true. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.